This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Students at two residence halls at Colorado State University in Fort Collins are quarantined. CPR's Paulo Schaltzeda reports traces of coronavirus were found by testing the university's wastewater.
CSU has asked students living in Braden and Summit halls to get tested for COVID-19 this weekend. Those who test positive will be moved to an isolation room. School officials say the length of the quarantine depends on how quickly they can identify all the infected students. Earlier this month, the University of Colorado Boulder uncovered four potential dorm outbreaks using similar wastewater testing. I'm Paulo Schaltzeda, CPR News.
Denver is considering keeping some roads closed permanently in city parks. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
The closures started as an experiment to encourage residents to get outside during the pandemic and also as a way to keep parks from getting overcrowded. Now the move to keep many vehicles out of the same major parks may last for good. Denver's Parks Department will first consider Cheeseman Park, Ruby Hill, and Sloan's Lake. Four others will also be on the table. Park planners will gather feedback and weigh a number of factors, like how changes could impact park access for people with disabilities. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Longmont police say an officer shot a man on parole during a standoff last night after he allegedly detonated an explosive device in his hotel room. Leon Gladwell was hospitalized, but his condition has not been released. Coming up on the program, Donald Trump is expected to announce federal judge Amy Coney Barrett as his nominee for the Supreme Court. Then, climate change is a major election issue for Democrats, but not so much for Republicans. However, many young conservatives are concerned about the issue and are pushing the GOP to do more. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, having enough PPE, like masks, for healthcare workers was a big concern at the beginning of the pandemic and still looms large in Colorado. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Red flag warning until 8 tonight for Grand Junction and for the Central Mountains around Vail. 85 in Denver, 77 in Vail. This is CPR News.